At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw, live from the Circa Sportsbook on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome into Odds On. I'm Mike Palm. He is Amal Shaw, the star of primetime action, seen here on VSiN 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific time in the afternoon. Another terrific job last night, Amal.
Oh, thanks.
I know. I'm being honest.
I know. I know you are.
You do a good job talking about more than just one sport on that show.
It's hard.
We've got one of the five remaining survivors in Circus Survivor, Billy Chippas from Miami, Florida. He's in town for the weekend to sweat in his pick and a shot at winning about $1.53 million. He'll join us here at the desk in about a half hour to discuss how he's playing it.
So right now we got five contestants remaining, $1.2 million, assuming all five win. Mm-hmm. And then they can get a bonus of a half a million if the two people, I think two people have Kansas City, Tampa.
Three. Okay. Two have Kansas City, one other, Billy and one other guy. And then one of the players, the guy that had Tennessee, return a survivor that had Tennessee in that game against San Francisco on the Thursday before Christmas, he has Tampa Bay available. So they could possibly split up that $1 million bonus three ways, $333 a piece. $333,000 and then $1.2 if all five advance. So think about this. Billy Chippas, if Kansas City takes care of business in Denver, about 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon can do no worse than winning $1.53 million.
Wow, what a great weekend that is for him. And I'll tell you what, the great advantage of having Kansas City and Tampa available right now is that you can use that money you would win on the bonus of $333 and just basically hedge off. So in essence, you're still going to almost guarantee yourself $1.2. What is the number on Carolina Moneyline? Probably about $250, $3?
Well, here's the interesting thing, Amal, because let's say you get through. Let's forget about how he's going to hedge Denver, right?
Right.
And I think he can get about 4-1 on Denver right okay. now. Let's talk about if he wins. And then what does he do on Sunday? Because he'll be fading probably three other teams. I'm sure that Return of Survivor will use Tampa Bay for his shot at the $333,000 part of that bonus. One of the players has Tennessee available at Houston as a 10.5-point favorite. That looks to be his play.
Right.
The last guy, Chris Piper, doesn't really have anything except the football team. That's the only team he has, I think, that's favored by more than 2 points. So I'm assuming he's going to use the football team, maybe a little hedge on the Giants. But if you're sitting in Billy Chippas' spot, he can parlay those three on the money line. The three teams the other survivor entries have, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, and the football team, do a three-team parlay on the money line and hope he loses it, because if he does, the minimum it can go up is from 5-4. He would go up from $1.2 million to $1.5 million.
Yeah, how much would he put on the money line there, though?
I don't know. I think we can run the numbers. Yeah, what the current? It's a little less than 2-1. But, you know,
that's fair.
That's an interesting way that we could do that.
Great scenario and situation to be in. Now, let me ask you guys one final question before we move on from this. Are you guys going to take some of these bets on the
Yeah, we are.
That's beautiful.
And they've discussed with Jeff Benson and Matt, and then Derek's been involved about how much we'll take on hedges. But I know one of the players is wired in $500,000. So
smart guy. Yeah,
you know, they'll all play it differently. I can guarantee you that.
Sure,
they'll all play it differently. Well, it is week 18, the first week 18 ever in the history of the NFL with the additional game this year, 17 games for each team. Let's take a look at the games that mean the most, because that's really what the network is about. And let's start with the win and you're in, lose and you're out game, the Sunday night standalone game here in Las Vegas between the Chargers and the Raiders. Remember, this game was played in SoFi earlier in the year. Chargers win 28-14. In that game, Amal, I would say the crowd was 70-30 Raiders in that game. Maybe I'm a little light on that one. Here, it's going to be 95-5 Raiders. Do you think that will be a factor at all in this game?
I do think so. Mm-hmm. I think finally you have a home field advantage, and it's going to be critical. The Chargers have basically been playing on the road all season long, as you alluded to. But, look, it's going to be an interesting matchup. Justin Herbert has been terrific this year in situations against zone defenses, number three quarterback rating in those situations. But they haven't stopped the run, the Chargers haven't. Josh Jacobs could have a huge day here. I like the Raiders plus the 3 here. I haven't played it yet. I don't think this number will come down. I actually think we'll get some Charger money here potentially.
It actually hit 2.5 in some spots yesterday afternoon, but quickly went back up to 3. Everybody that wanted the Chargers grabbed them at 2.5. I don't know. I think now as we get into the weekend, this number is going to be pretty solid at 3.
Yeah.
I mean, there's passionate arguments on both sides. Remember, we're here in Las Vegas, so you're going to see some local recreational money on the Raiders, just like how the Golden Knights lines are inflated here. The Raiders are going to get backed very heavily here. I mean, this is a team thought maybe the cap was to win 8 games this year. Possibly they're going to be a wild card in the AFC. I know you like the Raiders in this spot. How much pause for concern is it for you, the coaching matchup in this game, where you have, you know, a journeyman's especially teams coach, a guy that's never really had the head job in Rich Bisaccia, taking on what some have said is the greatest head coach in the history of the NFL, and there is no close second in Brandon Staley.
Well, whoever's using that kind of hyperbole probably had a bottle of liquor with them before that. But one thing I would point to is this. You know, one of the things you mentioned, journeyman coach, et cetera, a lot of times you're in a situation where you could actually coach. You're on a team that's not good. You may not get elevated or have an opportunity. And just because you get hired, you interview well. There's a lot of people. I'm a perfect example. I can't do a job, but I can interview extremely well. So sometimes it depends on the situation that breaks. The problem for the Chargers with me has been their defense. I know they played well last week, but that was not against a quality opponent offensively. I think this team has adjusted. Derek Carr's done a nice job. Look, that first game, we saw them give up a ton of points. We'll see what happens the second time around here in Las Vegas. I think it's going to be a competitive game. And I think the Raiders have been underestimated for about the last 6 to 8 weeks, and they've done a tremendous job. Look at their record against AFC opponents. Every team that's missing the playoffs because of the Raiders. Look at how many teams are in situations they shouldn't be in because they're lost to the Raiders.
All right, let's move on from the AFC West to the NFC West and the big game in SoFi on Sunday afternoon between the 49ers and the Rams. 49ers win, 49ers tie, they're in as a wild card. If they lose, they need some help. They need the Saints to get beat by the Falcons. For the Rams, a win locks up the 2 seed in the NFC and guarantees them at least the first 2 rounds of the playoffs would be at home, the wild card round and the divisional round. In the opening matchup in San Francisco, 49ers dominated the game as they have been dominating the Rams in recent years. Rams here at home, a 4.5-point favorite with a total of 44.5.
Not laying this number, but I would take the Rams to win this game. I know we have so many moneyline parlay bettors. I think the Rams win this game. Revenge spot here for them. An important game for them. So I think they find a way through. Here's the thing, if you're the Rams. If you can't figure out how to win this game, you're going to have problems in terms of reaching your final destination, which is SoFi Stadium. I mean, think about this, Mike. They win this game. On the off chance that the Packers get bounced the following weekend in this divisional round, they don't have to leave SoFi for the rest of the year, potentially. Yeah. I mean, they're in great shape. And obviously for the playoffs, they would obviously not have to leave because they would be hosting every game that they're still available. So an important game. If you're the Rams, maybe one more road trip. You got to figure out a way to get this one done.
Yeah, I think you set yourself up for a spot where possibly you get a win. You get to host the Eagles, mm-hmm. which I think is a favorable wild card matchup in the NFC.
I agree.
Right? I think that's the team I'd like to face. I'm not done downgrading the Eagles, but I'd really rather face them than the 49ers.
No question.
Or the Cardinals, yeah. Right? All right, you get that scenario. And then in the second round, you're likely hosting Tampa Bay instead of having to go to the defending world champions if they were the two seed.
I think in the NFC, six of the seven teams, if they got to the Super Bowl, I don't think it would come as a complete shock outside of the Eagles.
Only the Eagles.
Yeah, I think San Francisco is still talented enough. You know, the quarterback position is the one area where you're a little bit concerned. But other than that, they've got playmakers everywhere.
If you know that Jimmy G was not going in this matchup, would you lay the 4.5?
With Trey Lance?
Yeah, if Trey Lance was starting.
Yeah, of course.
All right. How much would the reaction to the line be? Do you think this line gets to 6, possibly 7, if it's Lance?
Yeah, I think so. I think we saw it. Look, it's not necessarily a compliment of Garoppolo. It's just a criticism of Lance. Yeah.
All right. Now let's get to the AFC scenarios for the wild card. Colts control their own destiny. Could have punched their own ticket last week, yeah. but the Raiders beat them in Indianapolis. Colts now go to play Jacksonville, who's just been dreadful all year, but especially in the past few weeks, getting absolutely waxed by the Patriots in Foxborough last week. Colts are a 15-point favorite on the road. It's a really spot where they need a win, because if they don't win, then they need a bunch of other things to happen for them to get in the playoffs. But their destiny's in their hands. Remember them all last year. This was the opening game of the year. The Colts went to Jacksonville and got beat. That's what cut the survivor pool down by a third on opening week. Is there any way you would attack this game, or is this a pass for you, 15-44?
You know, I actually think the Colts are going to cover, but remember, the Colts have not won in Jacksonville for a few years, so they've had some struggles down there. You know what this game reminds me of? Last year, of the matchup between Cincinnati and the Ravens. Remember the Ravens in Week 17 went into Cincinnati and beat them, what, 38-3 or something like that?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a similar type of game. I think the Colts absolutely just crush these guys. If you're the Jaguars, you're trying to see if you can get the first flight out of Duval as quick as you can.
All right, should Indianapolis lose, that opens up playoff possibilities for both the Steelers and the Ravens. This game is being played in Baltimore. Now, the Ravens, in addition to an Indianapolis loss, they would need the Chargers to lose and Miami to lose or tie. The Steelers, a little more simply. If Indianapolis loses, they're in with a win just as long as the Chargers and Raiders don't tie. So, I mean, they've got the much better path. The Steelers do than the Ravens. Ravens in this spot are laying 3.5 down from 4 with a total of 41.
Yeah, I thought that Ravens line was high to begin with. You know, it's Pittsburgh-Baltimore.
You made a statement the first time in this game when the Ravens were at the Steelers and the Ravens were, whatever, a 5-point favorite. Yeah. Or whatever, and you said, this game for a decade has been the home team's laying a field goal and it never comes off that number.
Yeah, and right? it should have been the case. I mean, given points in Pittsburgh, come on, give me a break here. This number's a little bit high. I think the Steelers will play fairly well, but I think also Baltimore, even though they're not going to get to their goal, I think they will compete in this matchup against the Steelers here. You know, anytime you have an opportunity to knock off Pittsburgh, you want to do it if you're the Baltimore Ravens. For a newer rivalry, this is probably the best rivalry in football.
We saw the Steelers win in Ben's last home game. This throw out the records and whether there's any playoff implications. Both these teams hate each other and want to win this game,
absolutely.
Right? And the scenario of the Colts, I don't think that matters what's going on in the Colts game as far as what happens. I'm going to pass this game simply because I agree with the statement that you made earlier this year. Anything more than a field goal for the home team, anything off of that variance, no, it's too much. And, I mean, I give the nod to the Ravens here, but I'm never laying 3.5 points. All right, when we come back, we are going to continue to look at the matchups in the NFL that have playoff implications in terms of seeding. That's next. Odds On.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. This segment of Odds On is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, a fresh way to enjoy nicotine without all the baggage of cigarettes, dip, or vape. No more smelling like an ashtray, no more spit cups, and no batteries to charge or leaky equipment to deal with. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and available in 10 varieties like Spearmint Wintergreen or Amal's personal favorite, Citrus. And for your convenience, each variety comes in two strengths, so you can easily find the satisfaction level that's perfect for you. Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch, is available in over 100,000 locations nationwide, meaning it's never been easier to find your Zyn. So head on over to Zyn.com/find to locate a store near you. That's ZYN.com/FIND. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Welcome back into Odds On. Mike Palm here with Amal Shaw. Continue to run down the games of the most importance in the NFL in this Week 18. As far as seeding goes in the AFC, a linchpin game in Houston as the Titans can lock up the number one seed with a victory over the Texans. Remember, the Texans beat the Titans earlier in Tennessee in a game I think Tennessee had five turnovers earlier in the year. And this game was the same matchup the final week last year, a game in which Tennessee found themselves behind and had a comeback to win against the Texans in the second half. Tennessee laying 10 on the road in this spot with a total of 42.5.
Not an ideal number to lay on the road, Mike, but I would lay it here. Mm-hmm. I think Tennessee's going to win this game. They need this game. You talk about a team that has more to play for this weekend than anybody else outside of the Raiders and Chargers because they're trying to get in the playoffs. Getting a bye is so crucial, and having to play one less game to get to the Super Bowl, I think, is absolutely huge. So if you're Tennessee, you got to get this one.
If you were a Coach of the Year voter and they win this game and get the number one seed, would Vrabel get your vote?
No. It's Zach Taylor. And listen, I'd love to vote for a Buckeye, but the reality of it is it's Zach Taylor. You went from a team that was 4-11-1 last year to division champions. You talk about an epic turnaround. This is Dave Aranda stuff.
I made this argument with Frank Schwab, our friend, who did the mega pod yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he said he didn't understand why Zach Taylor was favored over Vrabel. And I said, because Cincinnati was 25-1 to win this division before the season. And he said, just because they were mispriced doesn't mean that he should get the nod because of that.
That's a fair rebuttal. Mm-hmm. I agree with him on the pricing. It was absurd. However, when you're 4-11-1, you are what your record is. The Bill Parcells had the greatest line ever. You are what your record is. There's no getting around that. You could sit there and say, you know, you look at the Buffalo Bills in one possession games, they'd be 15-1, one score games, right? If you take away the one score game scenario, if they'd won it. To me, the fact that the Bengals had only won four games last year and they find a way to win the division, you can't tell me Jamar Chase is the greatest player in the history of football that he changed all of that. I think you got to give Zach Taylor a ton of credit.
All right, let's move on to the other game that's affected by the Titans. Chiefs-Broncos. Now, the NFL set this up as one of the two Saturday games, meaning the Chiefs don't have the benefit of knowing if the Titans already won that game, so they need to win to keep the pressure on the Titans and still have a shot at the number one seed. Remember when this game was played on Sunday night in Kansas City? Denver gave them all they wanted, actually dominated the statistics in the game. A pick six by Bridgewater was the big difference. Now the Chiefs, an inflated price because they're playing for a one seed and Denver, quote, has nothing to play for, favored by 10.5 on the road with a total of 45. Also of note, minus 550 on the money line, get back $4.
Yeah, I think Kansas City rolls here. I think this is one of these games. If you're going to bet it, you better soon. Mike, I think by the time we get to kick off this game, we'll hit 12. I think this will fly through 11.5, and I think it'll go up only because of what the Chiefs need. Denver, nothing to play for. Drew Lock back there. I think Kansas City's in great shape here.
The Bengals are at the Browns. The Bengals still have an outside shot at the one seed, although the odds have to be very astronomical. They would need Kansas City to lose to Denver. They would need Tennessee to lose to Houston, and then they would also need Buffalo to beat New England. They could still get a one seed. I don't think that's really in their head here. They go to play Cleveland and Baker Mayfield. Bengals getting 6. Cleveland favored by 6 with a total of 38. For me, this game's a pass.
I tend to agree with you there. I wouldn't touch this game. Lean slight edge to the Browns here, but at 6, it's too high with Case Keenum making the start. I don't think we're going to see much Joe Nixon. I think Brandon Allen's obviously going to play. Now, here's what's interesting. Does Joe Burrow actually start to keep some sort of streak of consecutive? He got injured last year, so there's not even a streak intact, but I'm just curious about that. Maybe you get some guys in early on to get certain numbers, but other than that, no reason to play anybody.
I think that some of these games you're going to see, and when we talk about Dallas, I think if they're starting these guys, I don't think they're going more than a quarter. I think they're treating this as, you know,
a preseason
game, yeah. Right? They're just staying in shape, but the risk of injury is too much when they've made the playoffs and a game doesn't have any significance.
It's the kind of thing a coach can lose their job over. In reality, right? Yeah. Like if Joe Burrow played in this game and he got hurt and all of a sudden, you know, what's the purpose of it? So I think you're right. I think you'll see limited. And one other thing I would point out, because I remember Dallas did this a few years ago against the Giants. Dak played in the first quarter and then didn't play. Take a look at second half unders this weekend, especially in situations like this.
All right, the Rams will clinch the NFC West as with a win over the 49ers and the number 2 seed. But if they lose, the Seahawks game becomes important with the Cardinals because the Cardinals could still win it. Now, the Cardinals laying 6.5 at home to the Seahawks on Sunday with a total of 48. They need help from the Rams, although the Rams, listen, have had the 49ers number in the last 3 or 4 years. Pete Carroll, a very disappointing season. Russell Wilson as well. Speculation there'll be changes in Seattle in the offseason, whether it's the head coach, whether it's the quarterback, or possibly both. Minus 265 on the money line here with the Cardinals. Are you attacking this game at all?
Take the money line. I think Seattle's the kind of team that could compete. Remember, Arizona beat them by 10 points earlier here, a revenge spot for the Hawks. But for me, Mike...
They beat them with Colt McCoy, too.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I think Seattle will compete. Just knowing Pete Carroll's personality and Russell Wilson, these guys will go out and compete even though they don't really have anything to play for. The question is, does everyone else on the team get up for the game? That would be my concern from a Seahawks perspective. I think Arizona wins this game, and it puts immense pressure on the Rams in that game while they're running at the same time to be able to win it.
Bill Belichick, Mac Brown, and the Patriots still alive for the AFC East. They need a Buffalo loss or tie and then a victory over the Dolphins. Remember, this is a revenge spot for the Patriots. They lost in Foxborough to the Dolphins on that fumble when they were set up to kick a game-winning field goal at the end. Patriots here laying 6 on the road against the Dolphins with a total of 39.5 of them all.
Yeah, going to play this game at 4:25 Eastern, so we'll have even fewer people at Miami Gardens. The bottom line is I think New England wins this game, but, Mike, I don't like laying the points. I think Flores' team plays hard. I like the total in this game under 39.5. I think it's going to be a defensive game. Two Alabama quarterbacks, one of which can't really stretch the ball down the field, and the other one can when he's got about 9 minutes in the pocket.
All right. Let's move on to some things that you love to talk about, and that's college basketball, because we do have a couple games on the schedule tonight in the Big East. Congrats to you, Wisconsin, rocking chair winner last night, and USC got the job done. Stretched out in the second half with a comfortable victory and cover at Berkeley.
Well, SC didn't play since December 18th. Yeah. I thought this was an opportunity to take. They got off to a fast start, both them and Cal did, but then USC's defense kicked in and it was over.
I watched the whole first half of my game with Ohio State at Indiana, and Ohio State could never stretch the lead there. They were up 2-3, had chances, never could, found themselves down at 3 at half. So I took Indiana in the second half and parlayed it with Wisconsin. So turned out to make a profit on the day based on your opinion on the Badgers.
Yeah, I tell you what, that IU game, I thought it played out how I thought it would. Tight game, Assembly Hall, tough place to play. E.J. Liddell has struggled the last couple of games, and Trace Jackson Davis was terrific inside.
All right, let's go to the Big East. Marquette is playing Georgetown. This game goes at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 here on the West Coast. Going to be played at Capital One Arena, Amal. Marquette, Broke their four-game losing streak, crushing Providence in the last game that they played. Georgia, they're 9-6, 1-3 in the Big East. That was their first Big East victory. Georgetown, Amal, doesn't have a Big East game. They've had all these COVID issues. They're 6-5 overall. The last time we saw Georgetown was December 18th when they were losing to TCU 80-73. Marquette, a two-point road favorite with a total of 153.
I didn't touch this game. I think the Hoyas are probably better than they get credit for at home. We saw them knock off Syracuse earlier this year. But for me, Mike, this Marquette team does not shoot the ball particularly well, just around 32% from beyond the arc. Georgetown, they're a good team at home, competitive. I don't have a play on this total, but I would pay attention here. And the reason I say that is if the Hoyas get off to a slow start, you reference it, they haven't played in 2 weeks. The last loss against TCU at home. But if they get off to a slow start, we could see this total get into the 140s. I would look towards the over then. I think it could get there at that point in time.
Okay. And then the other game in the Big East tonight, Xavier is at Butler. Xavier ranked 22nd. We saw them lose at Villanova in a game that you called that Villanova would roll. Taking on a Butler team down this year, 8-5, 1-1 1-1 in the Big East. This number now, I'm off the overnight of 5.5 up to 6 in favor of Xavier with a total of 131.
Yeah, Xavier's been sitting around for 17 days after that Villanova loss, and now they got an opportunity here. I didn't play this game, but I'm looking at the home team. 6 is too many. I love Scruggs. I think he's one of the best players in the Big East. But overall, I just don't know if this offense is going to be able to pull away enough from a tremendous defensive team in terms of Butler. Field goal percentage is outstanding defensively. They've got to hit the glass. If they can keep Nanji and the other big man who eludes me right now off the glass for Xavier, I think they've got a great chance to pull an outright upset here. But I'm going to lean with the Musketeers winning a 2-3-point game, maybe 4. Like Butler at home getting the points.
Hey, I want to ask you quickly about one game that's happening in the Mountain West this weekend. Undefeated Colorado State is going down to play San Diego State. Is this the place they get their first L?
I don't think so. This Aztec team struggles to score the basketball. They'll defend. It'll be a cheap line if you like Colorado State. I'm not going to take it, but I don't want to lay it either here.
All right, coming up after the break, we'll have Survivor finalist Billy Chippas join us here on the set.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you missed any part of our show or anything on the VSiN schedule today, don't forget to check out our free sports betting podcast. Catch replays of all our shows or download and listen on your schedule. Go to VSiN.com/podcast and get Beating the Book with Gil Alexander, Market Insights, Hardwood Handicappers, Lombardi Line, Follow the Money, Coast to Coast Hoops, and so many more. They are all free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back into Odds On. I'm Mike Palm. He's Amal Shaw. And we have the pleasure of Mr. Billy Chippas from Lakeland, Florida, joining us here on the desk. Billy, you are one of 5 remaining entries in our Survivor contest here at Circa, a contest that saw almost 4,100 people enter at the start of the year. Why don't you give us a little background on your story?
Well, I started listening to you guys, or VSiN, back on Sirius, I guess, 5-6 years ago. And I think it was you with Matt Eumanns during the day at some point or whatever. And then I started listening to Mitch and Paul in the mornings, and they were always talking about the contest. So I started with the Westgate one, and then Circa opened up theirs. I got in them, and here we are.
How many entries did you do in Survivor this year?
I did 3, one with another guy where it was an even split, and then I did my own, and then my buddy Coffee did one. He went out in week 1, so I've been carrying us for the
He had the Falcons,
season.
I heard. And he must have been listening to Matt Brown. He took Gil down, too.
on week 1, could you imagine that's your pick? Good Lord.
So you're sitting, you've made no bones about it. You saved Kansas City for this weekend for the $1 million bonus. You're going to use the Chiefs. The worst you can do is split 5 ways for $1.2 million in the main and split 3 ways for $333,000 in the bonus. The Chiefs win on Saturday afternoon. You lock up $1.53 million. How do you plan to play this? Are you hedging at all with the Broncos? Are you going to do anything on Sunday with the other guys?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, what's the alternate line? Because I'll take Kansas City minus
You want to lay 14 and a half. You want to, yeah.
Whatever it is.
I actually agree with you. I think it's like the Cincinnati game last year against the Ravens. Ravens needed that game. Cincinnati had nothing to play for. They beat them down 35-3 in the final weekend. And I tend to agree with you. I love your position, right? You're on Saturday. You got the Chiefs. It's the solo game standalone. You got in-game opportunities, whatever you need to do in case you feel like
and
something
they,
goes
they
awry.
They put the pressure on everyone else.
Absolutely.
They're going to smash them. I'm not, I can't hedge. It hurts me to even think of that. I want the alternate line. I'll take Kansas City minus 20 and a half.
Let me ask you this question. Your reasoning for not hedging is what?
It's bad karma. I don't like betting against myself. Like if I pick something, I don't want to then say, well, I'm not sure. It just fills in the slices to me. And it's probably why I'm not a professional gambler. But, you know, for me, it's
fair enough. Fair enough.
Hoping you get through with the Chiefs, and now you're sitting in that position on Sunday. Will you do anything to increase your monetization? In other words, would you, let's say that the other guys have Tampa Bay, Tennessee, and the football team. That's
three
what
team
I'm assuming.
Money line
a three-team money line parlay. Hope you lose it.
I'm going to hedge against them. Yeah,
right, you're hedging
absolutely.
Against them. Right,
I'd rather
do
put
that.
$20,000 on that and lose $20,000. Goes up at what, at least $300,000 minimum?
Correct, or? It goes from 1.2 to 1.5, right, yeah. Exactly. So you're in a good spot to do that.
I never thought I'd say I want to lose $20,000 so bad.
Yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, you're in a great position, and I like the point you made. I mean, imagine Saturday night. You're ready to go. The question is now, when did these guys get their money? When will they get paid?
So the payout, if he wants to stick around, next Friday night, we do a ceremony.
They're
here.
They're going to take it all back before I get it.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see if you want to gamble a little bit. But next Friday night, we'll have the ceremony where we'll give out the big checks, and they'll also get to cash the real money as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. This has been tremendous. Now, we were talking before you came on air, you had several sweats along the way. Kind of let people know, you know, it wasn't just easy breezy cruising into week number 20 here for you.
Well, I mean, you had like the Pittsburgh game overtime versus Seattle. Mm-hmm. That was, but those are early. So at that point, I don't really, I mean,
sure. Sweats, not, yeah, exactly.
You know, once that Thanksgiving game hit and it dropped, Dallas dropped out and 15 people took Detroit or whatever it was. Another one, can you imagine? Thank you. But so it drops to like then 80. And I'm like, okay, now it's starting to get a little more serious. And then on Christmas, Green Bay somehow pulled that one off.
Was that always in your plan to save Green Bay for Christmas Day? So,
yeah.
Because that, I mean, four of the five of you have, right? Eight had Green Bay. And that was really probably the most biggest advantage point of the year that you guys had Green Bay against Cleveland. The other person who was in took Tennessee and got there at home.
Yeah,
against
and they're still playing for home field at that point, so you think they'd come out a little more enthusiastic. Let's say the second half, they
scored three points in the second half of that game. They had an opportunity.
Torture.
They had an opportunity. I think they were up 9 at the break. I thought they were going to be able to pull away.
You know what,
didn't.
Amal? Davante Adams drops a ball wide open that they could have run out the clock, and no one's talking about, they almost would have lost, right?
Yeah, it's a good point.
He dropped it right in front of LaFleur. Yeah, we were talking at Megabar yesterday after Follow the Money, and I kind of asked you about what your general thought was on how you handicapped the games. And you said you try to stay away from games that involved a running quarterback on either side.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're volatile. You know, Jalen Hurts can go for 40 or he can go for zero. You know, right. Like I don't want any, I try to stay away from it at all costs. That's why, like, I haven't used Baltimore. You know, like, I don't trust Lamar like everyone else does. Like, I don't want it, especially now that their whole defense is beat up and on IR and everything. Like, usually you could, okay, well, the defense will keep in the game. So, but this Denver one, can you imagine? They're without their kicker now. Sertan's out. Locke is the quarterback. I mean, why would I hedge with Locke as a quarterback against Mahomes?
Yeah, I don't think Missouri would want Drew Locke back now.
No shot.
Seriously. No shot, right?
No shot.
You don't want him at QB. I tend to agree with you. Look, you're in a fantastic position, and kudos to you, especially with Kansas City in this game where they need the game. Still an opportunity to get the one seed if Tennessee were to drop.
I like the pressure. And I was telling Mitch and Paul, I'm like, the way that it switched to a Saturday game versus if Tennessee was a Saturday game, then I'm like, well, Tennessee beats them.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're right.
They already lost once to them.
If Tennessee would, if this was opposite, but and Tennessee had won and Kansas City had nothing to play for, you might not even use them then, right, for the bonus, because
then I'm like, I got to reassess what's going on.
This was the same situation last year when they played the Chargers. They played nobody because they didn't need the game.
Correct, but here's what I would have done in that situation. I would still take KC, and then you can hedge the amount of money.
Well, then you up that hedge and...
Yeah, because on Denver, because of the bonus money, you just kind of throw it out the window and still get your 1.2. You're in a great position with that $1 million bonus. It makes it a lot easier to hedge, right? He's going to, in theory, win 333 if the other two people win on theirs. And so then you just take Denver in the other way and you say, hey, this was not going to be part of the pot, but you're still walking out with 1.2 where everybody else is cutting into their 1.2.
Well, Antonio Brown kind of messed me up talking about Brady, because I was like, well, they may bench him, or if someone, you know, brushes Brady's arm, they may just pull him because they're basically locked into the three seeds. But then he tells them, you need me, or, you know, all the stuff he was saying is like, you need me and you're not my friend. You know, you need me for football. I'm like, oh, geez. Now Brady may come out through 500 yards. That's the worst thing that could have ever happened.
Somebody asked me, I did a radio interview in Iowa this morning, and they said, out of these five survivors, how many of them are professional gamblers? And I said, I don't think any of them are. I think they're just regular guys that...
Am I the only one here?
There's going to be three. We've heard from three. And then the other one has to be local because they don't have a proxy, but we don't know him. He's never introduced himself. So possibility of having four here. We've heard from two others beside yourself.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be here this weekend to sweat the games with us.
So are you going to watch the game here at Circa?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I can tell you right now, if it were me, I would not be watching the game with anybody. I would 100% be by myself. I remember when I made one of the biggest...
I'm all rocking chair. I'm not even worried about it.
You know what? I love your confidence, because I actually agree with you. I do think Kansas City is going to boat race them. It is so hard with teams with nothing to play for to get up for a game. You may play for a half, a quarter.
They're probably going to lose their coach.
Well, that's a benefit. For the players as well, you're probably like, oh, if Vic's going to get fired? Hey, I don't even want to play in this game.
I think their offices are packed, aren't they, in Denver?
Yeah,
I
mean, absolutely.
Fangio and his staff.
We almost were just betting on whether we should fly out to watch the game live.
I think you should go to the game live, hold the sign that says, if Kansas City gets it done, I clear 1.5.
Yeah, well, then they'll all want me to take them down to Low Dough and buy them beers and stuff, so I don't want to
tell them you don't have the money yet. That's true.
What do you plan to do? Let's say you win $1.53 million. You have a partner, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you plan to do with the money?
Whack him first.
Let's not call him a partner. he went out in week one, but I'm carrying the whole team here, but...
I'm sure you haven't reminded of him that.
No, he hasn't heard it yet. That's
first time. Not at all. He's in studio with his partner as well, taking all the abuse, but having his fun as well with this sweat. Are you going to, if you win, are you going to stay in town and wait till Friday and get the money?
Yeah,
or you got to go back to work?
Back. No, my boss knows. I told him.
Nice boss.
Yeah, great guy.
he's concerned he might have been given his 2-week notice.
Well, I told him from Thanksgiving. I said, hey, listen, my stress level's up here. I go, I'll work. You know, I'm a subcontractor, so I don't have to clock in every day or whatever, you know. But I told him, and I said, I'm going to Vegas. I said, I don't know how long it's going to take to get paid. I said, so it may be 2 weeks.
Billy, we'll be with you tomorrow. He'll be right here in Derek's little section right here under the underhang here, sweating it out with us and the crew. And we can't be happier for you. I mean, when Derek came up with this concept of Survivor, he had guys like you in mind. I mean, you can put down $1,000 and have a shot to turn it into $1 million, pick a winner every week. How much... Awesome. And for us, it's fun just talking about it. I mean, the sadness of losing is that you don't get to keep thinking about it anymore when you actually go out.
Dude, I stopped paying attention to the NFL when the Steelers tied.
Well, I bet every week, you know, on college and NFL and everything since Thanksgiving. I haven't bet on anything else. I don't even care.
Exactly.
Billy, good luck tomorrow. We'll be with you. Stay tuned. Up next, the Palm Reader Playbook, and I'm all in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Odds On with Mike Palm and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. BetRivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back into Odds On. It is Mike Palm with Amal Shaw. Amal 2-0 in college basketball last night, off to a hot start in 2022. Where are you going this weekend?
Well, unfortunately, the college basketball lines for Saturday are not up yet, but I don't have anything tonight. The one game, a couple of games I was looking at, one was Harvard taking on Brown. Line went from 2.5 to 3. I didn't play this game, but I might end up making a small play on this game, and then probably Butler plus the points against X.
How about in the NFL?
Can you put
anything together, combine some of these teams that need to win?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Moneyline parlay. Yeah. Chiefs are going to be one of the teams that I include in there. Tennessee is another one. Teams at Buffalo, all these teams that have something to play for. I know they're going to be outrageous prices, but Mike, it is so hard when you're disengaged at this level to compete against a team that's completely engaged.
I agree with you. All right, I have four plays for you. Two two-unit plays and two one-unit plays. Both two-unit plays are in the NFL. I think the Falcons have a great shot to beat the Saints. This Saints team is one-sided. I mean, they're all defense. They don't have a quarterback. They beat Carolina because of their defense, and Carolina's a much worse team than the Falcons. Falcons are at home. This is a bitter rivalry. I just think the Falcons have a better spot here, and they're not going to lay down for the Saints for their chance to make the playoffs. I'll take the Falcons plus 4.5. 49ers-Rams, first half under 21.5, Amal. In the first game in San Francisco, the Rams dominated the game. Amal, they had 29 plays that they snapped the ball on first and 10 in that game. Wow. 27 were running plays. I'm not expecting them to change the formula tomorrow or Sunday. They're going to run the ball and try to control the game against this Rams team. The 49ers, they're going to run the ball and control the game against the Rams. The Rams defense is formidable. Expect them to try to change it up and make Jimmy G, or if it is Trey Lance, beat them through the air. I think this is a playoff game atmosphere at SoFi, and I think this will be a low scoring, tightly contested game. I wouldn't want to lay 4.5 in this spot either. The FCS championship game will be played in Frisco, Texas. Our own Stormy Buton will be there calling the game with her crew. So congratulations to her. Montana State, North Dakota State. I've watched both these teams play three times in the playoffs. Montana State has pulled two upsets, including beating the undefeated team and then in the last round beating the team that beat North Dakota State. They like to run the ball. They're a very physical team. North Dakota State, of course, absolute dynasty in FCS. and they're laying up. They're laying 7.5 here. I think this is a low-scoring game. I hit two first-half unders on North Dakota State in this playoffs already, although they were higher than this number. I'm going under 21 there. And then why the Cowboys 5-point favorite over the Eagles, 6-point favorite? It doesn't make sense to me. They're not going to play their starters that long. There's not much to gain on either side here. This is nothing more than a glorified scrimmage. I'll take the points with the home team. That's a one-unit play as well.
I tend to agree with you. I think both sides realize what's at stake and they're not going to be involved. And I think you got to be very cautious this weekend, but I think there are some opportunities. And I like your Falcons play here. I really think they – Mike, did you take any on the money line? Because I think
I did as well.
Yeah, I think they're going to win this game.
I did as well. But my bigger bet here is on the Falcons. If they lose by 1-4 here, I'm still making a good amount of money.
Well, not only that, I just think they got a great shot. I thought you said you got an experienced team with Matt Ryan at quarterback there. I think they're going to be really competitive in this one. Taysom Hill, that project has been disastrous. If you're Sean Payton with this defense, you got to get one of these guys that is potentially looking at free agency as a quarterback. You can win still with this team. Nobody in the NFC is overwhelming. There are good teams, but I think the Saints could be right back in the mix next year.
All right, we've covered all the NFL games of significance this week, and I want to take a look at a couple of games in the NBA and NHL tonight, and then your thoughts on some of the bigger college basketball matchups. Let's start out in Brooklyn. A very good matchup between the Bucks and the Nets tonight. Nets come in laying 4.5 here against the Bucks with a total 232.5 them all.
Yeah, this is an interesting game, and remember, no Kyrie Irving in this one because the game is being played at home, exactly. But remember, George Hill, Drew Holiday, Giannis is going to be a game-time decision. Pat Connaughton, those guys are all – Giannis is a game-timer in this one. Allen and DiVincenzo out as well. Mike, I like Brooklyn in this game laying 4.5. I think with the number of guys out for Milwaukee, I think this is a game Brooklyn should handle.
All right, and then in the West – the Atlanta Hawks are in L.A. to take on the Lakers. Lakers laying 3 with a total of 229 them all.
You know, real quickly, I want to touch upon the Hawks. I like the Lakers in this game at 2.5. But the one thing that's going overlooked with this Hawks team is everyone's like, oh, the potential guys are on the trading blocks. I thought last year they weren't really as good as their number 5 seed. I thought they just had an aberration of a season. And I think where we see them now is a little bit more of what I thought they are. Trae Young's a terrific player, fun to watch. But they're not a particularly great team, in my opinion. And that's why you're seeing it here. I like the Lakers in this game, 1.5 at home. They've won 3 in a row, and I think they make it 4 here.
All right. In the NHL, the Calgary Flames continue their road trip in the Southeast. Last night, losing to Tampa Bay. Tonight, they're taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. The Canes, them all, laying $1.80. Total here is 6, favorite to the under.
Yeah, this is a Carolina team. I think this is going to be extremely dangerous as we continue on in this season. But this Calgary team, Mike, they're sputtering a little bit right now. You know, I said they were going to be better than they are. They're 4-5-1 in their last 10. Markstrom in net tonight. What's the price you said on this one?
180 on the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I'd take Carolina. 23-7-1. Yeah. Team's playing outstanding hockey.
And back-to-back for the Flames coming out of Tampa. And other game tonight, there's just 2 games on the ice. Washington Capitals are in St. Louis to take on the Blues. Blues blew a 2-0 lead and losing to Pittsburgh 2 nights ago. This game's a dead pick'em. High total here, I'm all 6.5.
It is a bit of a high total here. I tell you, this Washington team's another one that nobody's talking about. The Rangers, I know they lost last night, but the Washington dangerous team. I'm surprised this number is sitting at where it is right now. Binnington in net, but he has not played particularly well. Samsonov has been terrific for the Capitals. 13-2 in regulation and 3 losses in overtime, but I like this team right now with Samsonov in net here. Not going to play this game.
Okay, I want to turn your attention to college basketball because that's really where you're focused at this time of year, Amal, and some of the top matchups this week. Now, we don't have lines out on the games, but I want you to give your overview. Texas goes to Stillwater tomorrow. That game's on CBS, 11 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock local time. 12-2 and ranked 14th. They take on Oklahoma State, who lost to Kansas the other night, dropping them to 7-5.
Yeah, the numbers can be a little bit high here, probably about 7. But no, it won't be 7 because Kansas was 6.5. I think this number's going to be about 5. I love the Horns here. Had a bad offensive performance in the first half against Kansas State and Bramlage. I think they bounced back here at Galgariba. This Oklahoma State team can't shoot the ball, and there's not a worse team to face off against if you can't shoot the ball effectively and you have live ball turnovers like they do. Avery Anderson's got to play better for Oklahoma State. I like Texas here, Mike, despite the fact that they're on the road. I think their defense is too strong. They'll take care of business against Oklahoma State.
All right, let's stay in the Big 12. We mentioned Kansas won in Stillwater the other night, pulling away there in the second half. They're going to go to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech. Texas Tech was in that low-scoring game at Ames the other night. 51-47 was the final. They banked in a half-court three at the buzzer to cover the five. Kansas 12-1 and ranked sixth. Texas Tech 10-3 and ranked 25th. This game goes at 1 o'clock Pacific on ESPN2.
Yeah, it should be a good game. If you like KU to win, you're probably going to lay the points here. I think the lines come probably be about 2. Maybe somewhere in there, 2.5. But I'm leaning towards Kansas because the inconsistency of shooting the basketball with Texas Tech. However, Mike, I'm probably not going to end up making this play because I think it's going to be tough to go on the road. They always struggle in Lubbock.
Let's stay in the Big 12. Yeah. Here's a matchup of two teams with a combined record of 24-1. Oh. Number one, an undefeated Baylor, takes on TCU. TCU at home with a 10-1 record. Baylor still undefeated at 14-0. This game goes at 2 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting matchup. I expect Baylor to be a pretty prohibitive favorite despite being on the road. Not going to touch this game because TCU does play well at home, but I think Baylor's defense is really going to lock down the Horned Frogs. I'm just not sure how high scoring of a game it is. The one concern I have for TCU is they struggle from the perimeter, just, 31% from deep.
In Baton Rouge at 3 o'clock Pacific time on ESPN2, Tennessee invades LSU. Tennessee 10-3. They escaped the Rebels of Ole Miss the other night in overtime. LSU 13-1, their only loss at Auburn.
I love this play. I love the Tigers. Mm. They're going to roll. They're going to be about a 2.5, 3-point favorite at home against Tennessee. They will take care of business against the Big Orange. Tennessee cannot shoot the basketball. This Ole Miss game is not an aberration. Remember that game against Texas Tech? They really struggled. LSU, one of the premier defensive teams in the country, doing a tremendous job. And as long as Theo Pinson isn't trying reverse dunks up three, I feel pretty good about the Tigers.
Iowa State is at the Lloyd Noble Center in Oklahoma, in Norman on Saturday at 3 o'clock on ESPNU. 13-1, their only loss was at home to Baylor. Oklahoma 11-3. They lost at Baylor their last game. What's the line going to be on this game, and who do you like?
Oklahoma probably 2. Mm-hmm. And I like Oklahoma at home. Boomer Sooner gets it done at the Lloyd Noble on Saturday. Porter Moser's team will be ready to go. Look, Iowa State's a good team, but on the road, different story here. No Hilton Magic. I like Oakley.
I think we'll find out how good. If Iowa State goes in there and wins this game, I think they're a serious contender in the Big 12. I have them right now in the second level, but this would be very impressive, a win in it.
Boy, that ladder getting to the top is a big difference in that
league. It's a little steep. All right. Big weekend coming up. We're going to crown the survivors. Stay tuned to VSiN. Up next, Betting Across America.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.